listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein with you in the beauty of living in Alaska. And many of us have access to nature right in our own backyards or very close at hand. And that's what makes Juneau Audubon Society's participation in the Great Backyard Bird Count stand out. It gets underway today and runs through Monday. And we have Marcia Squires, who's the president, and Lois Kilowich, who's the conservation chair of the Juneau Audubon Society. Thanks to both of you for coming on today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about it. I've heard about this before. I think a few years ago I might have participated in this as well. But tell us a little bit about the history of the event and what the event is.
Lois, you want to go ahead and tell?
Well, the Great Backyard Bird Count has been in operation for about 25 years. It was launched in 1988 by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the National Audubon Society. And it is the first online citizen science project to collect data on wild birds and to display results in near real time. Birds Canada joined the project in 2009 to provide an expanded capacity to support participation in Canada. And then in 2013, the GBBC became a global project. And basically what it does is it lasts for 4 days, and we invite people to spend time in their favorite places. It can be your backyard, but it doesn't have to be. And you watch and count as many birds as you can in a 15-minute period. You can do it by yourself. You can go with friends. It's just a good time to celebrate birds and the seasons. Once you participate, we would love it if you would upload your results to an app called eBird. And there's an app for mobile phones. There's also a website you can go to on the computer, and it allows you to record bird sighting.
And this is the Cornell Lab of Ornithology that does this, right?
Yes, it is. And that's exactly right.
That's a great site. They also have bird calls and all kinds of great resources about birds on that site.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. Well, so maybe tell us a little bit about why that part of it and why that's important. It's kind of this idea of citizen science.
Marcia, do you want to do that?
Sure, I'll hit that one. Citizen science is really kind of near and dear to my heart because I am an individual with a strong interest in the natural world, but I never pursued a formal education in biology or ornithology. But I love getting out and looking at birds, and I love the idea of citizen science because it's an opportunity for me to participate in research, like in the collection of data. And even sometimes the analysis of data that relates to our natural world. And I'm just, you know, general public person. And that's why I think these citizen science projects that Audubon offers, such as the Great Backyard Bird Count or Christmas Bird Count, or actually we're going to have also the Global Big Day in May. These opportunities allow people to get out and check out birds.
Now, why is it so key and important that, or why is the approach to take a very specific time period and do a count? What is that adding to the science, or what is that adding to the knowledge about what's happening with birds?
Absolutely. Well, this one in particular, the Great Backyard Bird Count, we're seeing what birds we have here before they take off for their spring migration. And in May, for example, with the Global Big Day, although there's some different components to that, it's also taking a look at what birds are coming here in the springtime, passing through for spring migration. And it offers research information to scientists about what birds are here, how the habitats are helpful for our birds in this area. It just gives a better understanding more of global bird populations during their migrations and their travel times.
Can you think of some data that's been collected in the Juneau area that was either surprising or led to a really deep knowledge of a bird species that maybe wasn't known before?
Ooh, me? No.
I guess I'm wondering in general about, like, has there been information about a bird population that's gone down severely or gone up, or has there been an unusual bird that's shown up in the count that no one was expecting to see?
Well, unusual birds do show up and populations change. As we see climate change, we're seeing some birds, for example, the rufous towhee that's not usually in the area very often. There's some thought that their population is expanding and coming into Alaska. Also, that's similar for the blue jay, not our Steller's jay, but the blue jay that's coming from East Coast, and that's they're expanding across the western part of the United States. So we haven't seen any here in Juneau by any means, but with changing climate, birds are going to be moving and shifting around in our lower 48 and up into Canada and Alaska also. So, for example, in terms of weather patterns too, there was a couple of years ago where we had many, many varied thrush over Christmas for a Christmas bird count, whereas this year we had zero. Now, that's not to say that there's a problem with varied thrushes. It just means that we might have had an unusually warm winter or with food available for those birds here at that time. So birds move in and out based on food availability and obviously day length and such for migration as well. So there's a lot of different variables.
It's really fascinating, isn't it? Because birds are so, obviously birds are migratory, mobile. They're hard to, they can leave a place if they want to. So getting these counts is kind of a really fascinating thing. Are the birds that you're counting in this time of the year, are they the ones that we would consider are overwintering in the area?
That's correct. Yes. So for example, I went out this morning, heavy rains. It was wet, pretty miserable at 8:30 in the morning. And really all I saw were, I saw three eagles, two ravens, and a Steller's jay.
Right. So kind of what we would expect to see typically around, yeah. Well, listen, in just the minute that we have left, how can people make sure they can participate in this in this bird count?
Well, like Lois was talking about, we'd like people to get out for at least 15 minutes. They can go look out their back, in their backyard, or they can hit a trailhead. And what's really important is to take that information, what they see and hear, and make sure they put that on eBird, which is the Cornell Lab of Ornithology application. And I'm going to give a couple of hints because some people might not know what eBird is or how to go about it. And you do need to first make a profile on eBird.
Okay.
So basically putting in your name and your password, and making a password, and then submitting your data into the eBird. It's pretty intuitive. It just takes some time to look at and kind of go through. Maybe the most difficult part is finding out your location, because you are looking at a map. And sometimes there's some hot spots, or you can just type in the name of a trailhead or even your address.
Well, Marcia and Lois, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to end this, but I really appreciate talking to you. Marcia Squires and Lois Kilowich from the Juneau Audubon Society. It's the Great Backyard Bird Count, and that's the way you can be involved in it. Thanks to both of you. We appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate the opportunity. We hope folks get out birding.